Jeg hedder Ronja, og jeg er frivillig i Operation Dagsværk. Jeg vil fortælle jer en historie om to unge mennesker fra Libanon. Et land i konstant krise. Libanon kan virke som et land på vej i total kollaps, og det er heller ikke helt forkert. De to unge mennesker, som I nu skal møde, håber vi kan give jer et indblik i den del af Libanon, nyhederne ikke dækker. Nemlig den handlekraftige ungdom, som med omsorg og professionalitet hver dag rykker ud i ambulancer for at redde liv. De er de eneste, der ikke stiller spørgsmål ved religion, etnicitet eller klasse, når der bliver ringet til alarmcentralen for hjælp. De er unge, de er frivillige, og de er den stabilitet, som Libanon i årevis har været afhængig af. De er libanesisk Røde Kors. På dagsværkdagen den 5. november arbejder du for, at det livsvigtige frivillige arbejde i Libanon kan fortsætte. Det gør du i samarbejde med Operation Dagsværk, Dansk Røde Kors, Ungdommens Røde Kors og Libanesisk Røde Kors.
My name is Ali. I am 24 years old. I am a volunteer from 2020 for 3 years.
Ali er en af mange unge mennesker, der hver uge sætter døgnet af til at redde liv. Han er ambulanceredder for Libanesisk Røde Kors, som i dag er den eneste ambulanceservice i Libanon, der er tilgængelig for den almene befolkning. De unge ambulanceredder står for i alt 80% af ambulancekørslerne i Libanon. Organisationen består primært af unge mennesker, som ved siden af studerer, arbejder og har venner og familie at se til, men som alligevel formår at møde på arbejde hos Libanesisk Røde Kors hver uge ulønnet.
On a Sunday morning during a weekend shift, my team and I were sitting at the station having breakfast as usual. Then the phone started ringing. It was an emergency call where the dispatch was of a pregnant woman that was getting down of the bus and suddenly started to have contractions. So we rushed to the ambulance and started driving to the location. Unfortunately, there was a lot of traffic on the way. We were still on the road when a second call came in at the station stating that the woman had her water broke.
Udrykningen, som jeg lige tydeligst husker, er det, de skulle hjælpe en kvinde, der var ved at føde midt på gaden i Beirut.
We saw the patient laying on the sidewalk with her husband next to her, holding her hand and shouting for help. Our mission leader gave orders to each rescuer. While assessing the situation, the mission leader concluded that with the traffic block and the criticality of the patient, the best thing to do is help the woman give birth to the baby on the spot.
Under de frivillige ambulanceredders oplæring får de kurser i at håndtere forskellige nødsituationer, og en af dem er fødsler. Derfor var de godt udstyret til at hjælpe kvinden igennem en sikker fødsel.
We started to give instructions to the mother and telling her to start pushing while giving her emotional support until the baby was born and one of our rescuers held the baby boy. I put the cord clamp on, then I cut the umbilical cord. We started to hear the baby crying. At that moment, you could see us all with a big smile that represented our satisfactions, knowing that we gave birth to a healthy baby in a very professional way, while hearing on the ground the clapping of the people surrounding us.
Teamet leverede en sund og rask baby, hvorefter de kørte den lille nye familie til et hospital for yderligere pleje.
Once we arrived, while getting off the ambulance, the hospital staff saw us with the patient and her baby. They started to clap and to take pictures and congratulate us for our work. They welcomed the patient and started to take care of her and the baby. And that was our cue to go back to the station and tell this amazing story to our team that were waiting for us and for the news. We were very proud of our work and it was an amazing experience. This gave us a great push and big motivation to us and to the other volunteers at the station to continue with what we do and always help people.
I Libanon har mange mennesker mistillid til staten og statslige institutioner. Libanesisk Røde Kors har borgerne i Libanon til gengæld stor tillid til. Det skyldes, at organisationen og dets modige frivillige står for en vigtig og livsreddende tjeneste, som hjælper alle mennesker, uanset deres baggrund.
When I was a child, I was seeing these volunteers as a hero for me. So when I became one of them, I really appreciate this and I really trust what I am here for. So I'm doing my best and I'm trying to continue my career in the volunteering.
Libanon er uden tvivl et land i krisetid, og har været det i mange år. Her er der både tale om miljøkrisen og en mental sundhedskrise, hvilket begge gør sig gældende i hele verden, og som også kan mærkes i Danmark. Sidst, men helt klart ikke mindst, så lider den libanesiske befolkning under en national økonomisk krise. Den internationale valutafond vurderer den til at være en af de tre værste økonomiske kriser på global plan siden 1850. Krisen spidsede til, da coronapandemien ankom til Libanon, hvilket satte omkring 70% af Libanons befolkning under fattigdomskurven. Som konsekvens af kriserne blev hovedstaden Beirut i 2020 ramt af en af verdens største ikke-nukleære eksplosioner. Eksplosionen dræbte hundredvis af mennesker og gjorde 300.000 hjemløse. Krateret står nu efterladt som et symbol på landets konstante kriser.
The situation in Lebanon is difficult and hard, so I am very proud of being a volunteer, so I can help other people and other patients and be a very helpful person. My work in the Lebanese Red Cross had made a small change, I think, when I am helping others, and especially in the explosion for August, it was a big disaster. So I made a small change in a big hard work by helping other patients, by helping my country to get from this hard situation.
Den næste stemme, du skal høre, er Ritas. Hun er ambulanceredder på samme station som Eli.
My name is Rita, I'm 26 years old. I have been a volunteer in the Lebanese Red Cross for almost 6 years. Currently, I am a team leader at the station, which means my role is to ensure everybody does their job, all the checkups are done, ensure the shift go well, and give evaluation to each member and to every mission we go to.
Ritas stilling som team leader er en, man arbejder sig op til. Hun startede som dosart for cirka 6 år siden. Dosart er betegnelsen for den uniform, ambulanceredderne har på under deres oplæringsperiode. Når de har færdiggjort oplæringen, skal de fremover bære den officielle orange uniform. Det kræver stor dedikation og hårdt arbejde at blive ambulanceredder.
When a volunteer first joins the station, he wears the dosar as he is under a probation period. Then around after 6 months, they have to take the EMTB sessions and have a written exam and a skills exam. It is either pass or fail. Once they pass, they start to wear the orange uniform and they officially become a rescuer.
Dedikationen stopper ikke, når du er færdig udlært. Du skal nemlig som ambulanceredder være indstillet på at give mindst 12 timer hver eneste uge. Og på rotation skal du derudover have weekendvagter, som varer mindst 24 timer. Det er først sikret, at der altid er nogen på stationen i tilfælde af en ulykke.
We have at our station a fixed shift. Mine is on a Thursday, and it starts from 6 p.m. till 6 a.m. the next day.
Selvom vagterne er lange og til tider virkelig hårde, så føler Rita, at hun får meget mere ud af det, end bare at vide, hun gør noget godt. Hun føler nemlig, at fællesskabet er usammenligneligt med noget andet fællesskab, netop fordi man er sammen om de lange timer og de hårde oplevelser.
So at the station, we not only have a professional relationship with each other, but it's also personal. Because we like to celebrate each other's birthday on each shift. We like to make a little surprise every time, and each time is different from the other for every rescuer, so it won't become a routine or they would get used to it, now they'll be waiting for us at the elevator. No, each time is different from the other.
De her vigtige venskaber spænder ud over ambulancestationen for mange. Det gør det især for Rita, da hun gennem sit frivillige arbejde møder Tracy.
When I first came to the station for an interview, I saw a girl that was waiting before me, and she went before me to the interview, and then came my turn, and they saw that the address was the same. They told me, you know the girl? I told them, no, I don't know her. It's the first time I see her. They actually thought that I was lying. So when I got the chance to meet her in the first trainings, and when we got to the station, we started to become really close friends. And there was a period of time we were at the same team, so we would go down to the station together since we lived next to each other without even knowing it. And we started to take our dogs for a walk together. We started to have a really special bond. And now she's getting married, and she asked me to be her bridesmaid. To be the witness of their love, it felt very special for me.
Relationerne, de frivillige skaber gennem deres arbejde, er utrolig vigtige for dem. Arbejdet er nemlig hårdt, for når de er på vagt i 12 eller 24 timer, skal de hele tiden være klar på at rykke ud til den næste nødsituation.
Hardships and volunteer for me are when we don't sleep a lot in our night shifts, and especially when we have work in the day. So it's hard for us to continue in our day in the work. But we can forget these hardships when we see a patient getting well, and when we go to the patient and give him a chance to live, and when we go with the patient to the hospital and taking care of them more and more. So we forgot the hardships, and we forgot to sleep, and we continue in a very good way.
De unge frivillige arbejder altså en hel nat, og derudover skal flere af dem op til deres normale hverdag med arbejde eller skole kun få timer efter deres vagt. Det gælder også Elie, som møder på arbejde 3 timer efter sin frivillige vagt. Men det er, som Elie selv siger, det hele værd.
Saving life gave my life a big meaning. When I see other patients are better way because of me and because of the team, I really appreciate what I am doing. So I am taking care of them, and I am able to give them a chance to live. So that's mean a lot. Because being a volunteer is a very special gift.
Udover at det kan være hårdt at være på vagt, kan det at være frivillig også være hårdt, fordi det påvirker livet i fritiden. Det kan både være på grund af de søvnløse nætter, men også på grund af andre omstændigheder. For Rita handler det især om hendes samvittighed, når det kommer til at balancere sit arbejde og sit privatliv.
My grandfather had the schizophrenia, and we couldn't take care of him by ourselves because he had to take some meds. He was in an elder home, and it was far from my home. It was 40 minutes away by car, so I couldn't see him, and I always thought I would always feel like, why can I be with stranger and help strangers, but I can't be there for my grandfather. And I actually said that to my mother, and she was like, no, that's okay, you can't be there for your grandfather because he has a special case, but instead you're helping other people. That's your role. You can help other people who are in need, so don't worry, he will not be sad, he will not blame you for not being next to him. It's fine, you're doing what you can do. And now he's passed away, and I hope that he can see me from wherever he is, and that he is proud of me, and he's not like mad at me for not being next to him in his last days.
Et gennemgående tema for både Rita og Elies historier er, at selvom arbejdet er hårdt, er det så meningsfuldt for dem, at de alligevel bliver ved. Sammen med de andre frivillige har de fået nogle af deres bedste og hårdeste oplevelser, som danner et ubeskriveligt bånd imellem dem alle sammen.
I was first introduced to the Lebanese Red Cross from a friend who was a volunteer. He would always talk about his shift at the station, the team, and whenever he had some free time, he would always spend it at the station. And that is what made me curious and made me want to experience everything he told me on my own. Now that I got to experience it, I can say that I understand what he meant. Life at the station becomes an addiction. With the ambulance rush you feel during each emergency, all the laughter shared with other volunteers, the trust built around rescuers with each other that makes the mission go so smoothly, preparing meals together and waiting for all the team to come and eat. It is a bond very strong. We call our station our second home, and we call our fellow rescuers our second family.
Der, hvor man kan mærke, at stationen bliver et andet hjem for de frivillige, er blandt andet, når de venter på hinanden for at spise sammen. For alle de frivillige, som er på vagt, skal være tilbage på stationen, før de begynder at spise, selv hvis et hold har været på udrykning i flere timer. Ingen skal nemlig spise alene.
Being at the station for 6 years had made me feel like I belong to this community. I belong to the station. I belong to this family. And I would love for it to continue without having any difficulties, without having any shortage, whether the ambulance or equipment part, or the most important part is the rescuers. We always need new recruitments.
Det libanesiske Røde Kors er en frivillig organisation, kan den kun fortsætte, fordi folk har lyst til at støtte dem. Som I hørte tidligere, kollapsede Libanons sundhedssystem, hvilket resulterede i en form for religiøs klassicisme. Det betyder, at alt efter hvilken religion man tilhører, har man forskellige rettigheder i f.eks. sundhedssystemet. Libanesisk Røde Kors er den eneste tjeneste, som er gratis og forholder sig upartisk, og det gør deres fortsættelse ekstremt vigtig. Derfor betyder det meget for Elie, Rita og de andre frivillige, at den danske ungdom vil hjælpe, da de ellers ikke ville kunne udføre deres livsvigtige arbejde.
We need to have the continuity because we are the only way for people to get from their home to the hospitals because we don't have coverage of this sector from the government. So we are the only way. We are the hope for the patients. So in order to continue our role, it is very important to have new rescuers that can take time from their family, from their education, and give it to these people who are in need for us.
I really appreciate what the Danish youth give to us and the relation that was built together. I am so proud to be one of LRC members. I'm so proud of what I am now. As a volunteer, I really appreciate what we are doing as a team in all situations. I hope for the continuity of the LRC and the Danish youth together.
Elie og Rita fortsætter deres arbejde som frivillige i Libanesisk Røde Kors, hvor de sammen med deres kollegaer fortsat redder liv hver eneste dag. Du har lyttet til en podcast af Operation Dagsværk for årets kampagne Mere end et kald. Vi samler ind til, at unge i Libanon, som Elie og Rita, kan fortsætte deres livsvigtige arbejde. Podcasten er lavet af Ronja og Anders i samarbejde med Elie og Rita. Vi håber, at I vil samle ind til Libanesisk Røde Kors på Dagsværkdagen den 15. november. Tak for at lytte med.